good afternoon once again, everyone. I'm Chad Holmes, hour number two of the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXVO. Well, not a bad day at all here to start off the new work week. Long weekend with Thanksgiving last Thursday, but plenty of sunshine right now. Temperatures around 40 degrees for much of the afternoon. Not bad as we try to get back into the rhythm at work. And to find out what to expect early week-wise in terms of the weather, we're joined from Weatherology by meteorologist Laura Lockwood. And Laura, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and yeah, not bad for Monday. I kind of, you know, a little false perception here as things are going to quickly change. Oh. So unfortunately, this won't be the trend for the rest of the week. We do have a winter system coming in. We'll probably have a winter weather advisory associated with it. We don't have one yet, but I wouldn't be too surprised if we have one issued in the next couple hours here. We'll have quite a bit of cloud cover, some snow, maybe a dusting to a half inch tonight, but it won't start until about 5 a.m. or so way late overnight. And then temperatures are going to hold pretty steady on Tuesday from that overnight low, maybe even cool a couple degrees during the day. We'll probably pick up another 3 to 5 inches with that system. So temperatures tonight dip into 27, and then holding at about 27 to 24 degrees or so on Tuesday. Tuesday night, still some lingering light snow possible, low 15, 20 on Wednesday. But the sunshine slowly works its way back in, and then looking a little warmer Thursday, high of 29. So much more of a wintry weather forecast in store for the area here. Definitely want to enjoy today as much as you can. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And I think you hit it on the head. So far, we've been kind of dodging winter weather for the most part here in central Wisconsin. But as we get now into December, later in the week, it's that time. We're going to start to get some of that snowfall that we've kind of been missing up to this point.
Yeah, indeed. And, you know, I think a lot of the snow industries and, well, winter industries in general are going to welcome this because, you know, we need the cool temperatures for the lakes. We need the snow for, you know, snowmobiles, skiing, and all that other fun stuff for the winter.
Okay, Laura, we'll enjoy the sunshine for at least a little bit here this afternoon and then get ready for that snow. But thanks for the information, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds great. Bye-bye.
And right now in Wausau at our studios on East Wausau Avenue, some clouds have started to move in, a little bit overcast, a temperature of 40 degrees. The winds are out of the southeast at 14 miles per hour, gusting as high as 23 miles per hour, so a wind chill factor of 32. The dew point is 26, relative humidity of 58%, the barometer at 29.74 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. It is 3:09, almost 3:10. I am Chad Holmes, and it is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, Monday edition. Hopefully you had a fantastic long weekend. Did not have a new show since last Wednesday. Had some reruns Thursday and Friday. Very grateful for the bosses to not have me do shows Thursday and Friday. You know, it was busy enough. Had a couple of basketball games. It was a busy high school sports weekend. We had the Wausau West Turkey Shoot over at Wausau West High School, and the Newman Catholic Cardinals won that tournament. Really exciting tournament. Newman won on a buzzer beater on Friday, defeating Northern Pines by a score of 60-58, and then on Saturday, cross street rivals, Newman Catholic, right across the street from Wausau West, and the Newman Cardinals knocked off the Warriors 69-56. We will have the Newman Cardinal boys basketball team in action coming up on Thursday night. They'll be traveling to Athens, take on the Blue Jays. We'll have coverage right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, and mobile devices, starting with pregame show at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow night, we have Wausau West Hockey at our first hockey broadcast over the weekend as well. I was over in Eau Claire on Saturday. Early start, 11 a.m., as the Warriors fell to an always tough Eau Claire Memorial team by a score of 2-0. But now the Wisconsin Valley Conference season will get underway tomorrow night. Wausau West will take on Wisconsin Rapids at the Marathon Park Ice Arena. We'll have it live right here on Bull Falls Radio, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening faceoff at 7 o'clock. And also tomorrow night, live online, bullfallsradio.com, Sports Stream 2 at 7 o'clock. It is the Marathon Red Raiders opening up their season, taking on Auburndale. Tom Weaver will have the play-by-play of that one. Again, 7 o'clock live online, BullFallsRadio.com and SportsStream 2. And you can also hear that game on a tape delay basis immediately following our coverage of the Wausau West hockey game tomorrow night here on Bull Falls Radio WXCO. Well, busy weekend sports-wise and also with the colleges and the pros. The Packers last night fell to the Philadelphia Eagles 40-33. Jordan Love played well in the fourth quarter as Aaron Rodgers left with an injury. And also the Wisconsin Badgers shocked a few, especially their beat writers, as they hired a new head coach. Luke Fickell, the University of Cincinnati head coach, is now the new head man in Madison. Few people are happy. Quite a few people are not happy, feeling like Wisconsin legend, Northern Wisconsin native Jim Leonard may have got the short end of the stick. But what do you think? What does this guy think? He's sitting over here. He's going to come on the air here in a moment. The head football coach at Newman Catholic High School, the WIAA 8-player state champions. Paul Mickley, we'll talk about that coming up here in just a moment. It is 3:13. 40 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. I'm Chad Holmes here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. It is Monday. The time is 3:16, 40 degrees. Again, we're expecting some snow as we get into tomorrow morning. We'll again update the weather forecast a little bit later on. But one of the stories, and you talk about water cooler stories. What are people talking about? Well, today I think a lot of people are talking about the Wisconsin Badgers have a new head football coach, and they went outside the family. They went to Cincinnati, hired Luke Fickell as the new head man. Fickell coming off a very impressive run as the Bearcat head coach. Ultimately, it's been a busy year in terms of turnaround for Badger football coaches. Paul Christ let go after the fifth week of the regular season. Jim Leonard has been the interim coach for the last seven games, and now Jim Leonard is looking for a job. A lot of folks like it. A lot of folks don't like it. And got a guy that knows a thing or two about football, whether it's at the high school level where he spends a lot of time, but also in terms of following the Packers and the Badgers as well. Paul Mickley from Newman Catholic High School and two-time state champion football coach.
Do you know that he's looking for a job?
From what I've heard, that Fickell's going to talk to him and see.
So he could be. I know they posted it. Correct.
I would say that at this point we don't know. I guess is the way to look at it.
Well, and he is a defensive minded guy, so it would kind of be odd to probably to have two defensive minded guys.
Well, it depends if they have the same perspective on defense. I mean, they're different mindsets when it comes to what you want to try to accomplish defensively. And obviously Leonard's record is exceptionally well. Before we dig into the minutia, I guess your general impression when you heard it, because I think that everybody was surprised, because the people that were supposed to know, the Badger beat writers, it felt like they were all on board that Jim Leonard was going to be the guy. When you heard, no, it's not, it's going to be Luke Fickell, what's your first impression?
You know, you don't want to see anybody ever leave, you know, as you get older and you see this stuff, and these guys got families, and you're looking at families of the coaching staff and stuff like that. That's the first thing that you look at, to be honest with you. And you're kind of shell shocked. Something needed to be done. And this, when or where it was going to be on that offensive side, was that whole staff going to be gone? What was going to happen? To go out and get something like this, I mean, you gotta, the guy was a National Coach of the Year last year. I mean, they're not, you know, and you don't like seeing, I didn't like seeing Chris get fired. You felt like somebody, you know, somebody from your family, you know, passed away, so to speak. Not that that's not a good comparison, but you're probably not. But
Paul, Chris, I know you're out there listening. You're doing fine.
Yes, yes. But yeah, well, he's doing a lot fine because him and his $11 million he's got, just fine. But that you lose a piece because you feel like it's family, like you said. And, you know, and that's
these are Wisconsin tough. Guys.
They're Wisconsin guys through and through. I mean, they played at Wisconsin, both of those guys. And, you know, they're coaching and all this stuff. And from Wisconsin, I mean, it's tough.
I sense a but. If you want to take it to the next level, this program needed a shot in the arm, didn't it?
It had to. I think that this was going on since, you know, he didn't go in there. If people think that he, like, after the Minnesota game decided, you know what, maybe we should, I mean.
I really didn't like that last drive.
I didn't really like that last drive. So I think we're going to do this instead. You're talking about they up everything. I mean, this is a major change of philosophy of offense and defense, probably, most likely. The recruiting, I don't think it's going to get better, but you're also going to still have the Wisconsin.
Big Ten guy.
He's a Big Ten guy. Right. He wants to be in the Big Ten. You know, people are like, well, he might leave. You know what? If he leaves in 3 years for a better job.
It means he's done something right.
Exactly. We probably have a
It means it was in the playoff. Yeah,
yes.
Exactly right.
I mean, so let him go then if that's what the case, because now that job is more appealing than it ever has been. So I don't think it's you feel bad for the situation. I think you can feel bad for Leonard and Chris and still say, hey, this is a great hire.
And that's the thing about it. I think it would have been different, but I know for Chris, it was his dream job. He was never going anywhere. He wanted to stay there as long as he could. And, you know, Jim Leonard's been around. I mean, he's had chances to leave, and this was his dream job as well. And that makes it more difficult because we see coaches, if you go to any sports site today, it's the Monday after the end of the college football season, you see a number of schools that have let go of their coaches. But most of them, they came from outside their area. They got a nice buyout coming up. So everybody's going to be okay. But there's
the top guys with the buyouts. I was thinking about the assistants, like the lower
assistants.
Absolutely. Those guys are fending for themselves, so to speak.
Right. But, I mean, for Kristen and Leonard, these were Wisconsin guys. But you said Luke Fickell. I mean, what has Wisconsin been trying to do for the last 6-7 years? Get to the playoff. This guy took Cincinnati to the playoff last year. That is, in itself, an incredible accomplishment for what he was able to do at Cincinnati. And again, people didn't think of Cincinnati as that potential playoff team, but he was able to recruit exceptionally well in the backyard of Ohio State and built a really solid football program. Even this year, when they lost so much from that team, they still, I think, were 9-3 during the regular season. So the guy looks like, number one, you got to recruit to win, but it also looks like he can coach as well.
Yeah, you throw all those together, you know. I saw interesting, I think it was Joe Thomas, I think, put it out there. He said that in the state of Ohio, he knows every high school coach by name. You know, I don't think he was just, you know, bluffing with that. That's what he's going to come in here and do exactly what these other guys have done. The Paul Chris, the Jim Leonards and Alvarez before him your guy, Bielema and all those guys. I mean, these guys, he knows what he's doing.
Put the wall around the
thing. He's going to know what he's doing. They're not going to just start going and going all over. They can't. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he took 9 guys to the NFL last year, and they from Cincinnati, and they didn't have a top 40 recruiting class.
Exactly.
So you tell me how he coached them up. I mean, somebody's doing that. I mean, it's not by luck that happened. So you got to look at the whole picture. And I guarantee you, they talked to the people that needed to be known beforehand that this was going to happen. Okay. Uh-huh. So everybody that's out there screaming, those guys aren't writing million-dollar checks to Wisconsin. I guarantee you that. There is some people in on that conversation. It wasn't a one man's decision, and they obviously felt comfortable with this move.
And that actually was one of the most impressive aspects for Chris McIntosh, that he was able to keep a secret like this, that there was no leaks. There were no leaks at all until yesterday when it basically came out. The fact that this guy could hold it under his hat, do a search. There were people in the last few days, they just posted. What's the rush? this process has been going on since October the 3rd or whatever it was, yes, when Paul Chryst was let go. But McIntosh obviously knows what he wants to do. And for a young guy who just took over for a legend not too long ago in Barry Alvarez, you have to be really impressed with, for lack of a better term, the cojones that this guy does have.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw the person that Barry Alvarez's wife. Did you hear about this?
No.
It was the day that Wisconsin was playing Iowa. And they were going down there. He was going down in the morning to the airport to fly to Iowa for the game, mm-hmm, in the afternoon. And his wife goes to Barry, Why didn't you just have Chryst give you a ride, like you usually do? And he goes, he's got an interview at 7:30 this in the morning. And she goes, oh, Luke Fickell, huh? And Barry goes, how do you know? And because they played the night before. Literally, that's how old she came.
That's incredible.
That is incredible.
That she knows Cincinnati's schedule.
That's what I was thinking.
I know. It's like,
maybe give her the job. I don't know.
How the heck do you know that what Cincinnati's doing? I mean, that's a true coach's wife that knows everything that's going on. Again, we're talking to Paul Miklik, the Newman Catholic head football coach, as the Wisconsin Badgers make the big news of hiring Luke Fickell as their new head coach, replacing Paul Chryst, then Jim Leonard. Something that's also pops in my head, people are going to be making judgments on this in the next few years. The lay of the land for Wisconsin football is going to be so much different in the next couple of years. I'm willing to say that whether they win big, or I really don't think they're going to lose. I can't see Fickell running a program that's not very competitive in the Big Ten Conference, but it's going to be tougher in one way because the Big Ten is going to go to one division. I got USC and UCLA coming in, but also maybe a little easier because there will be 12 teams in the playoff. So I think there's maybe half of one thing and a dozen and half a dozen of one and six of another. But the lay of the land for Wisconsin football is going to be different starting now, not just because it's a new out of the family coach, but just the way the Big Ten's going to look and the national title picture.
Yeah, I mean it's going to be totally different how football is being played in college and what you need to do, especially offensively, those kinds of things. It's going to be different. It's going to be, but remember Barry Alvarez, I don't think he, went to Wisconsin, I'm saying. So
no, he did not.
This whole thing of how it started, sometimes you got to have a little change. Hey, Chad, I hate change. I'm one of those guys that,
I know, me too.
So the interesting thing would be is, are they going to say if Jim Leonard got the job, they would have been 6-6 and 7-5? They probably would have been okay with. Are they going to be okay with 6-6, 7-5 now? That's the question.
If they would have been okay with that even with Jim Leonard. I mean, he would have had a little bit more rope, but eventually that would have got old pretty quick. Because you just see last year, Paul Chryst had earned some little juice based on his bowl record and going to New Year's Day bowls. He had a 9-4 record last season, and then you start off 2-3, and he's out. I mean, that's a pretty quick trigger finger, isn't it?
9-4, just think about that.
I know, 9-4 last year. I mean, and then all of a sudden a slow start. I mean, the Big Ten season was basically not even started. I mean, it's a couple of weeks into it, and they said, no, this is it. We're going the wrong direction. We're cutting ties. I mean,
You had a good point.
The big money has made things so much quicker nowadays, isn't it?
Yes, and you had a good point that, are we sure that Paul Chryst wouldn't have been 5-2?
I know.
I mean, that's a great point.
Because last year, they started slow. They were, I think, 2-3 as well last year. Yep. And then they went on a run until they lost to Minnesota in the last game. It's like every time that somebody fires a coach in season, the new guy comes in and wins 3 in a row. Oh, they lit a fire. We don't know if the other guy would have not just came in there and done 3 in a row the same way. You don't know.
Correct. I mean, he could have went 0-7, but he could have went 5-2. And they could have been, maybe they would have won on Saturday,
exactly,
for all we know. We don't know.
You don't know.
But I'll tell you this right now. Obviously, they saw something that was just that they liked Fickell. Not that it was about Leonard, that they liked Fickell a little more. That's what it comes down to.
And it's so interesting. We got about 50 seconds before a break, but Fickell was Jim Leonard a decade ago at Ohio, yep, State. He took over as an interim coach. He went 6-7 with Ohio State. They said, no, that wasn't enough. They brought in Urban Meyer. He stayed for like 4 or 5 years as the defensive coordinator. So there is a roadmap.
Urban Meyer didn't want him. Ohio State basically said you had to keep him.
Well, it doesn't sound like McIntosh is saying that.
No, I'm not saying
no,
that.
But there is that potential, I guess the way to put it.
Correct, but it doesn't sound like that's the direction, like you said before. That's not the direction, which is the correct thing.
Unless Fickell wants it. I mean, it's up to the head man. You know that. You want to have the head man. I'm surprised. That's interesting. I did not know Ohio State forced him on him. That's interesting.
See, you learn something every day.
I do. We're going to take a quick break, come back. We have a news update and talk a little more with Paul McLeg, even touch on the pack. Like maybe Jim Leonard could have a new job there. We'll talk about that coming up here on WX. Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Talking some football with Paul Miklik and something we were just talking about. Badgers are eligible for a bowl game at 6-6. And I said, at this point, wouldn't it be better just to kind of clear the deck and decide, hey, you know, we're going to let the new coach come in, hire his staff, get settled into his new offices, start making those recruiting calls of those kids in the transfer portal and turn the page. You know it's not going to happen. They're going to play the bowl game, but wouldn't it be better if they weren't eligible for a bowl game?
The whole point of those bowl games and those extra practices are to get you ready for the following year. And if most of these guys are not going to be coached by these guys, number one. Number two, they're not going to be playing here.
And not in the system.
And not even, so it's not the correct system, even if they are.
Especially offensively. Or it better be a new system offensively.
I mean, I would assume that any of those guys that have jobs lined up or can get jobs, they're going to be gone. So I think it's really an awkward situation. I know this happens all the time, to be honest with you, but has it happened like this? I don't think so in the time that we've been alive.
And I don't think this will be a level bowl game where Barry Alvarez runs in and says, hey, I want to coach it again. He's not going to the Independence Bowl or whatever they're going to end up playing, you know?
What would you say if Barry did end up coaching for some reason?
It's like, enough. Enough, Barry. Don't tell us they all begged you to coach again. We know that you wanted to do it.
I don't think Barry will do that because his grandson's not there anymore either. I think Barry's done with that.
Yep, either grandson or Rose Bowl, and it's not going to be either one of those.
Correct.
Graham Mertz, last night we were talking, I said, I don't think Graham Mertz will be back next year. Do you think Graham Mertz is going to be back next year?
If he fits what they're looking for. I don't know if that's what they're looking for. People can say what they want. He's a kid, number one. And to blame, you know, some of these people are blaming that if Jack Cohen would have stayed 2 years ago and then blah, 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 and Chris would have been still there and this never would have happened. And, you know, to put this on a kid that has 19 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, I don't think they put him in the position to be successful. That's just my opinion on that.
And the same people that want him out were the ones that would have screamed so loud if they had not put him in, if they would have kept Jack Cohen playing.
He would have transferred then.
Yes.
Yep.
They would have screamed. They would have said, Paul Chris lost the best recruit that we ever had at the quarterback position. And then they're the same people. Oh, he's the worst thing that's ever happened. You know,
yep.
It's all, you know.
And Jack, he did pretty good over at Notre Dame, may we add.
He did fine.
So I think if Mertz does transfer and he gets into this right situation.
And that's why I think maybe, and one reason I think he's going to transfer is the social media vitriol that does come on him. If you go on there on a Saturday, people are just, I've seen former Badgers say they don't want to see number 5 quarterback anymore. I mean, it's like, that's like, oh, please don't say that. I mean, you've been there. Don't do that. But it's going to be interesting. But you're right. I think if Fickell and whoever he brings in to run the offense feels like, hey, the best chance to succeed is with Graham Mertz, they're going to work the magic and try to keep him.
And he's got family in that Green Bay area, you know, and so he's a, I mean, even though he's not a Wisconsin guy, he's got Wisconsin ties. He's a Wisconsin. He loves the Badgers. He loves Wisconsin. He loves the university. And I think if he has the opportunity and it fits what it can be, I think he would do it. Cause I don't think, I mean, I saw him, he's always smiling. He's always, he's enjoying himself. He loves the atmosphere of Wisconsin. Again, I'm not saying that he doesn't make mistakes. That's not what I'm saying.
No, but he's not the reason that they struggled this year.
I don't think it is. I don't think, you know, why don't we say the play calling? Why don't we say, you know.
The receivers aren't that great.
No, I mean, but you know what the difference is, though? You know, Rodgers, if you want to talk to the NFL, it looks like he's going through misery every
that's
game.
True.
And Mertz, he kept on playing, kept on coming back. He was always there answering the questions after games. And not that Rodgers, he does too, but I mean, I'm just saying for a kid to do that.
He stood up. He did. He stood up through a very difficult season, to say the least. And one more Badger question before we go to the Pack. Braylon Allen, do you think he'll be back?
No. I because he's where he's looking for, I think he's looking for himself, and which, again, I'm not saying is a problem. He's looking for number one. So he's going to see where he can go to get his money and he can go to the next level. And again, he's banged up quite a bit, and sometimes when we need him the most, and again, I'm not saying anything about this, but Minnesota last year, Iowa this year would have been helpful. This past Saturday would have been helpful. You know, he's a real good back, and he is talented. But I'll tell you this right now, Wisconsin, they're going to recruit running backs. They'll get somebody in.
And for the folks that are worried about the decommits and anyone that goes into the transfer portal, don't worry about that. That's not going to be the issue. They're going to have plenty of others that come in that will be as talented, if not more talented, based on what Fickell's been able to do.
I agree 100%. This is good. The times are changing. This is going to be, we're not going to even recognize.
It's called college football free agency.
Yes. You know, the only guy that needs to pay attention in the next 6 months will be Sully and his sports page, because that's the only time when it comes back to August, even the spring ball, it's going to be totally different. Yep. And a lot of these teams, that's how it is. I mean, they can look at some of these teams, even Minnesota's line. I think this past weekend, they had two or three guys that came from different colleges. I mean, this is how this is. This is what we're here for now.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Paul Micklick, Newman Catholic High School head football coach, joining us here on the program. 3:39 here on this Monday afternoon. Packers 4-8. They were 3-1. People, it's hard to believe, but they were 3-1.
And winning.
Yes.
In that game against the Giants.
Yes, 3-1. And they were up by two touchdowns in that game. And now they've lost about seven of their last eight. How shocking has this season been?
Not.
Oh, why not?
If you can't expect, I don't think, of what they did in the offseason and the stuff they've had for the last couple of years, I actually am shocked that this didn't happen the year before, to be honest with you. But just how, I mean, but this year was worse because the receivers are all new, a lot of different new things in there. The only thing that is probably the shocking, if you really want to say shocking, is, and you know what I'm going to say, Chad, is that defense is awful.
Going into the year, they were saying that this year the Packers are going to win based on their defense and their running game. Well, they've had the running game for the most part, but that defense, they were talking top five and top one defense before the season started, and even when they were healthy, they were not at that level.
No, and you know, you and me have disagreed on defensive coordinators in the past, but I don't think we're going to disagree on this one. This is when it's amazing. Just think about this: high school football coaches. Okay, and I'm not saying this myself. I'm just saying in general in the nation, they can stop what Philadelphia was doing on a weekly basis. You know, with the read option and the things like that. And they were pulling guys, and they were doing that yesterday. And the Packers looked like they had no idea what they were doing. It's a little, that's not good.
Right.
I mean, it's
and guys that have proven themselves really good players. I mean, you look at the number one draft pick, and he looked kind of lost. He was not he was making plays for Georgia with the G on his helmet, not making the plays with the G on his helmet. Was that?
You got
the Georgia backer.
I know, but the backer, but you can also throw the defensive lineman, too. I mean, both those guys have not. I mean, and obviously you're talking about last night. Walker missed a couple one-on-one tackles that would have changed the complexion of series. I mean, the first one was right away. That would have got him a three and out, and they would have been punting. Those things make a huge difference. And otherwise, if you looked at him, he was getting blocked 3 to 4 yards downfield. A middle linebacker cannot be getting blocked in the NFL. He just did. He's not looked like he's ready for the big show. They obviously were missing Campbell yesterday, but then you got to help him out as a coach.
Yeah, because it felt like, you know, you saw, like you said, you saw what Philly was doing. Yes, as a coach, when you see something that's gashing you, you stop it. You make them do something else, even if it's over the top. You say, okay, you're not going to keep on doing this. And it was like he never, even on the last series of the game, where you had a chance to get a stop, give Jordan Love a chance to go down the field. You knew what Philly was going to do, and he couldn't stop him. I mean, that was like, you talk about dead man walking. He's dead man walking after that.
And let me ask you this. And again, I know we touched on this last night. With 5 games left, if he's lost the locker room, or the defensive side, what is the – can you tell me what is the point of having him there for the last 5 games, and if that decision was made?
Right, and the whole thing about it, and I was thinking about it, my gut instinct is, but there's so many coaches on these staffs now. They could have somebody else who, part of the defensive staff, step into that role, and still they would not lose a thing.
No.
I mean, for your staff, you'd be losing a quarter of your staff if you lost one person. For an NFL staff, they got an ability to cover it. You're right. And also, and I think it's something that we saw in college football this year, and like it or not, I don't really like it. You say, okay, we're looking for a new coach. You got time now. Everybody knows that you're looking for a defensive coordinator. Anybody that wants that job will then be available to talk at a sooner than, say, somebody that waits 5 weeks. So because there's going to be changes the day after the season ends. Everybody gets fired. So you're probably right that, hey, if Barry's not the guy, do everybody a favor. Maybe after this week, because they have a bye coming up after this week, it might be the time.
And if they would lose for some reason against the Bears,
which would be a disaster,
then that could maybe even say, then they would probably be mathematically out, even though they are out of it anyways, and that would make more sense. That's what I was thinking, too, that after this week, if some reason something happens, but you're not going to do it if they come out there and shut them out.
Right. Which could happen with the Bears, the way they've been playing.
Could it happen?
Well, probably not.
I'll bet you a lot of money on that.
I don't think so. What about Jordan Love? Looks like Rodgers, the thought was, oh, he might be out for the season. No, it doesn't look like he's going to be out for the season. But Jordan Love came out there and looked good. And the thing about it is, it almost felt like everybody assumed Jordan Love was a bust because he didn't become the superstar in the first year or two. That guy still has some physical gifts, and he has a lot of the skills that some of the top quarterbacks in this league have. Could Jordan Love still work his way as the quarterback of the future for the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, I think so. I know it's a rib injury or whatever the case might be, and Rodgers said that last night that he, as long as he's able to play, he's going to play until they're out, and he left the door open by saying, hey, if they're out of it, he's willing to step back. But when do you as an organization and a coach make that decision for him?
Yeah.
Instead of letting him make the decision. I'm not saying Rodgers is not one of the best of all time. I'm just saying is, how long are you going to wait? Because you got to know if you're going to have that next year or not, what's going to happen.
And one of the things about it is, where they were at the end of last season when some of the decisions were being made is completely different to where they are today. I mean, when they made the decision, okay, we're going to stick with Aaron Rodgers, that was the assumption that, hey, this window was not shut. Boy, this window looks pretty darn close to being shut completely. And I said this to you last night as well, that it looks like an untradeable contract for Rodgers. I don't think it's untradeable. There's always a crazy owner that will want to make a splash and say, I'm going to bring in Aaron Rodgers to get us over the top. I think if the Packers and Rodgers decide, hey, I want to try something different, it is possible somehow to move that contract.
And I agree with you. They're not going to get what the Denver
they would have had last year.
Because they're going to see that.
And they wouldn't have got what they would have had last year if they traded Aaron Rodgers. That was on the table.
Last year, you're saying.
Yeah, before this year, you know?
Yes.
So you're getting nickels on the dollar.
You are going to, and that's going to be the difference this year, if that's what they decide. I don't think the fan base right now is saying, okay, now it's okay. They're right. That 13-3 last year was kind of misleading, so to speak. So we got to make sure we have him. Now it's like, all right, I guess we can lose with him or without him.
Well, the idea was we were going to have Rodgers and Davante Adams together too. I mean, it kind of felt like it was the last dance thing, and then all of a sudden, one without the other, and it turned out Aaron Rodgers kind of needed Davante Adams.
A lot, and it goes back to, you don't want to look at like a Tom Brady. When you remember him going down there to Tampa and throwing mm-hmm. with those guys in the offseason and those new guys. Where was A-Rod last year when we had all these new guys? It probably could have helped out
a little bit.
He's a pretty good golfer.
Yes, he does. Hey, got to go, but thank you for giving some perspective.
Oh, I love coming over here, Chad. This is your great show over here, and you're doing a good job, and great station, doing a lot of good things. So you enjoy yourself.
On Tuesday night, it's the Wisconsin Valley Conference opener for the Wausau West hockey team. The Warriors will play host to Wisconsin Rapids. Hear all the exciting action live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:40, and the opening face-off is set for 7. Wausau West Hockey is brought to you by the Clovermel Credit Union, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Wausau West Athletic Department, the Wausau West Senior Class Parents, the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club, and Sun Printing. It's Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey taking on Wisconsin Rapids in the Wisconsin Valley Conference opener. Tuesday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening face-off at 7 p.m. On your home for Wausau West Sports, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Welcome back. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Thanks to Paul Micklick for joining us here in studio today. As he said, the new head coach of the Badgers, Luke Fickell, will be speaking at a press conference coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Hear from the new Badger head coach. It is the 28th of November, November 28th, 2022. And some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Motown Records founder Berry Gordy is 93 years old. Also, actor Ed Harris, he is 72. Law and Order's S. Epatha Merkerson, she is 70 years old today. Actor Judd Nelson turned 63. John Stewart, boy, what a career he has had. Longtime host of The Daily Show. Stand-up comic, influencer, Jon Stewart turned 60 today. Actress Mary Elizabeth Winstead, Birds of Prey, 10 Cloverfield Lane is 38. Karen Gillan from the Jumanji films and also Nebula in the Marvel films is 35. And Joe Cole played John Shelby on Peaky Blinders, 34 years old today. Some famous events that occurred on the 28th of November. Back in 1895, the first American automobile race took place over the 54 miles from Chicago's Jackson Park to Evanston, Illinois. Frank Doria won in approximately 10 hours. Jeez. slow race. On this date in 1907, in Haverhill, Massachusetts, scrap metal dealer Louis Meyer opened his first movie theater. On this date in 1975, As the World Turns and The Edge of Night, the last two American soap operas that had resisted going to pre-tape broadcast, aired their last live episodes. On this date in 1991, in a panic, a California turkey carver called the Butterball Turkey Talk Line and screamed that there was no breast meat on his butterball. phone helper Jean Schnell suggested he might have the bird upside down. She was right. On this date in 1995, President Bill Clinton signed the road bill that ended the federal 55-mile-per-hour speed limit. Hard to believe nowadays when you're cruising along at 70-mile-per-hour speed limits and 75 in some places that you'd be on the highway with a 55-mile-per-hour speed limit. On this date in 2012, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, the first of the Hobbit film series, premiered in Wellington, New Zealand. On this date in 2016, Hamilton set a new record for most money earned in a week on Broadway, $3.3 million. And on this date 2 years ago, 2020, Joe Biden injured his foot playing with his dog, Major. Some special events. It is, of course, Cyber Monday. Also, it is Leftovers Exchange Week. It is Letter Writing Day. It is also French Toast Day, Red Planet Day, and Turkey Leftover Day. And our number for the day, 1 billion. 1 billion. That is the number of squeeze bottles shipped each year by the Heinz Company. So again, some other interesting tidbits from news. I did not know this, but online shoppers set a Black Friday record this past Friday. So if you plan to shop today, you'll want to make sure your credit card has not melted yet after using it so often on Black Friday. Also, it was incredible on Thursday that the game between the Cowboys and the Giants, it set a record. More than 40 million viewers, more than 40 million watched the Cowboys and the New York Giants. Wow, wow. If you're like me, you remember playing the game Pong. You remember Pong? Well, it began 50 years ago tomorrow. Yep, the multi-billion dollar video game Pong turns 50 years tomorrow. I love playing Pong. I mean, it wasn't crazy, but it's still a lot of fun. And back then, that was it. That was the first time, the first real video game. And it started what's come today. Also, did you know that there's been this idea out there that all humans need to drink 8 glasses of water a day? Well, it may be nothing but nonsense, according to a new study from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Those researchers at UW found that some people can be perfectly healthy on less than half as much. Moreover, the study reveals that requirements vary on individual and national scales. The study is based on a review of more than 5,600 people from 26 countries, ranging between 8 days to 96 years old. Results show that daily water needs peak among men while they're in their 20s, but they remain the same for women from the age of 20 to 55. So again, may not need as much water as we once thought. Well, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. I'll be back again tomorrow from 2 until 4 p.m. Don't forget, coming up after the news at the top of the hour, we will have the Devil's Advocates. Dom and Mike will be on from 4 till 6. But again, keep it right here, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Also, make sure you download the Civic Media app. Civic Media exploding around the state of Wisconsin, including here on Bow Falls Radio. But make sure you get that Civic Media app and download it. And you can listen to us here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Also, listen to all the other Civic Media radio stations. Well, have yourselves a great rest of your Monday. And keep it right here. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO.